The gist. Jared Younger's research suggests that neuroinflammation in the brain plays a significant role in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. He's been waiting for 20 years for a brain stimulation device that can help reach deep enough in the brain to impact the areas that play a role in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. In a Reaching Deep into the Brain video from his Pain and Fatigue Lab at the University of Alabama and Birmingham, Younger described how transcranial focused ultrasound, or TFUS, or TFUS, I suppose, these devices use sound waves to precisely reach deep into the brain. These devices can, among other things, switch the microglia from an inflammatory to an anti-inflammatory state. Wow. In a second video, entitled Focused Ultrasound Reduces Chronic Pain, Younger reviewed the results of a recent study which found that TFUS dramatically reduced pain levels in 60% of the participants. The effects were especially noteworthy given the wide variety of pain conditions found in the study. The focus on one specific area of the brain and the lack of clarity regarding the best dose and duration of the treatment. The study targeted a part of the brain, the subgenual region of the anterior cingulate cortex, or ACC, that has repeatedly been linked to fatigue and pain problems in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID studies. Called the brain's alarm center, the ACC appears to be wired for threat detection. A core component of the descending pain inhibitory pathways, damage to the ACC could result in increased pain sensitivity. By the same token, the ACC's connection to the salience network could result in increased fatigue. Because the ACC regulates the autonomic nervous system via its connections to the brainstem and the hypothalamus, dysautonomia is a likely result as well. Interestingly, the ACC may be more quickly and intensely impacted by peripheral inflammation, that is, inflammation in the body, than any other organ in the brain. Peripheral inflammation appears to be particularly effective in producing neuroinflammation in several areas of the brain implicated in these diseases, and you can see a link to that in both the text version of the article and the gist. Whether the TFUS can be used to directly impact the brainstem, an area of great interest in these diseases, is unclear, but it can impact brainstem activity by targeting areas above it. Once Younger decides on which device to use, he will test it as quickly as possible. If he obtains good early results, expect a clinical trial to conclusively determine how effective it is in these diseases. These devices are already in the process of getting FDA approval, and Younger expected multiple devices to be available quite soon. Younger ended by saying, "It's really exciting to see the rapidly advancing technologies." It goes without saying how lucky we are to have Jared Younger in our corner. With Younger, we don't have to wait for advances in brain stimulation like TFUS to filter down over a decade or two to diseases like ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. Time will tell how the TFUS saga goes, but it's yet another reminder that the technology is moving very quickly and we can't predict what the future will bring. Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give a one-time donation or give monthly at the yellow links at the end of the gist. Thanks for listening.